This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The new ARC and PLC base acres will be specifically distributed. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
30 million new base acres in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill won't be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. Instead, the USDA is electing to distribute those acres in a more organized way. USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce said producers don't need to rush to their FSA office for the new agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage base acres.
It's not going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. We're going to equally distribute those across the country.
Fordyce said this will keep farmers from having to stake their claim on base acres.
So no need to worry, no need to think, gosh, I'm going to have to be the first one in the office to stake my claim on those base acres. It will be an organized effort to literally scatter those base acres out across the country.
Those acres will be distributed based on recent planting history for the 22 covered commodities.
So they're going back crop years of 2019 to 2023 and checking to see if there were Title I eligible crops planted on that farm through 2019 through 2023.
The current 274 million base acres, including those that are unassigned, won't change. However, the increase does mean that over 300 million acres of covered crops will now be eligible for ARC and PLC payments. For more information, visit usda.gov. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. Check out as well our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts under the podcast tab. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.